Freddy, it's almost 5 o'clock, and this bad boy needs to get his drink on. No, no, no.
No, Dad, don't.
I'm gonna burn it once and for all.
Stop that.
Dude, it's been 6 months. It's time to move on, okay?
Whatever. I mean, even if I wanted to meet other women, I wouldn't even know what to do. I've been out of the game for so long.
Billy, you come out with me tonight, I promise you will get laid.
Yeah, it sounds very tempting. But Berenson needs me to update these financial models for the meeting with the foreign investors.
So what? It's Friday night.
The Germans are taking an early flight back. The meeting got changed to tomorrow.
So? Why don't you just get somebody else to do your work for you?
Who?
Harold. I
need you to update those models for me.
But, Billy, aren't you supposed to...
Yeah, I know. Something just came up. I have this meeting with these new clients tonight, and I'm never going to have time to get to those. So, that's your responsibility now, big boy.
Make sure those are in by 9 o'clock sharp tomorrow. With all the downsizing that's been going on around here, we wouldn't want to have to tell Berenson you've been slacking now, would we?
Yeah. Okay, no problem.
Hey, you have a great weekend, okay, buddy? I owe you one. Just one.
Thank you.
Wow, that was amazing. I cannot believe how easy that was.
Dude, how do you think I can get all my shit done? I'm telling you, those Asian guys love crunching numbers. He probably just made his weekend.
Fuck.
An excellent point, Mr. Patel. You are one of the finest applicants I have ever interviewed. Oh,
thank you.
And it comes as no surprise, your father is highly respected in this field. As you probably heard from your old man, he and I had some pretty wild times back in med school.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We started our own basketball team, the Hemoglobin Trotters. Hemoglobin Trotters, get it? A play on the name of the famous colored Negro basketball squad. Black. African-American. You know, people of colors. Let's end up with one final question. Just as a formality, what are some potential symptoms of pancreatitis?
Well, you would have epigastric tenderness, diffuse abdominal tenderness. Oh, sorry. Can you hold on 1 second?
Oh.
Kumar's phone. Kumar speaking.
Hey, what's up? It's me. What are you doing?
Nothing important. I can talk. What's going on?
Listen, I can't party tonight, okay? I gotta stay late at the office.
Dude, fuck that shit. We had plans.
I know, but I got a lot of work to do.
When has getting high ever prevented you from doing your work?
Oh, jeez! Ah!
Believe me, I would love to come home, okay? But I got a lot of work to do.
Thank you. I'll do it.
I just got a quarter of the finest herb in New York City, and I'm not smoking that shit alone, okay? So you need to just chill the fuck out and prepare to get blazed, because in the next couple of hours, I expect both of us to be blitzed out of our skulls. Got it?
All right, I got it.
I'll talk to you later. Where was I? Well, oh, you've got the severe anal discharge, sometimes violent, a.k.a. diarrhea.
Mr. Patel, I'm more than familiar with diarrhea. Do you actually believe, after the way you've just behaved, that I would ever even consider recommending you for admission?
No. I'm going to be honest with you. The only reason I'm applying is so my dad will keep paying for my apartment. I really don't have a desire to go to med school.
But you have perfect MCAT scores.
Yeah, just because you're hung like a moose doesn't mean you got to do porn.
Get out! Bernadette, show this young man to the door, and please bring in some fresh dry towels.
Pull up to the spot nice and late, rocking the most ice to date. Classic on the license plate. Shorty on the line outside, see me park. And she see me leave the drop, she breathe and stop. She like the way the Bentley shape. Peep the rims, mad that I came in late. Jeans and tins, you all dressed up and stressed out. But your game was all messed up when I stepped out. Shorty ass cool heat. Man, I turn around, them chickens froze like red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. We gon' get this party started, it's crazy tonight. After that, be ready to ride, alright.
Yes.
True.
Right in front of the building.
This is America, dude. Learn how to drive.
Better rock tomorrow.
Fucking assholes. Fuck.
Okay. Be yourself. Don't be nervous. Maria, what's been going on?
Oh, I actually had a very long week at work. How about you?
Work was good. I caught up on some sleep. Plus, the guy who works next to me decided to bathe for a change.
Really?
So what are you up to tonight?
Actually, I'm just going to be sitting on my ass, probably eat a whole pint of Haagen-Dazs while I watch Blind Date.
Well, that sounds awful. Listen, if you want some company, maybe you can come over and sit on your ass at my place.
That sounds nice.
Doing this in your room, man.
The mirror's in here. And check it out, it's like a bonsai tree.
Hey.
Besides, man, it makes your Johnson look totally bigger.
Please. Are those my scissors? Dude, I trimmed my nose hair with those.
Dude, I've been cutting my ass hair with them for the past 6 months.
Get out. Get out of my room.
Kumar, it is Daddy. I hope your interview today was good. I'm calling to remind you that you have another one tomorrow with Dr. Veen from Cornell at 10 a.m. Do not be late.
Work it up, Yaj.
Let's do this.
Ow!
In tonight's top story, a cheetah escaped earlier today from the Morristown Zoo.
Oh, nice. 16 Candles is on, man.
And the award for the least heterosexual statement ever made in this apartment goes to... Harold Lee! Come on down, man! Take a bow!
Shut up, man. It's a classic. It's a very beautiful story about someone who feels unnoticed, unappreciated, unloved, you know?
Ugh, turn it.
It's a good one, though.
Homo.
Come on, dude. Just take one hit. Don't you want to be cool? Hey, man, what are you doing? I'm so high. Nothing can hurt me. No!
Marijuana kills.
I love that shit.
We're so high right now.
We're not low.
Oh, dude, I don't know about you, but I'm fucking hungry as balls.
Yeah, no shit, dude. Let's eat. Hey, no, I don't feel like delivery tonight.
What about KFC?
Yeah. No. We've been there too many times. I want something we haven't had in a while. Something different, something that'll really hit the spot. I want the perfect food.
Are you hungry? Then come to White Castle and try our slider special. 6 burgers, fries, and a soft drink for only $2.99. Imagine all those burgers in your stomach right now. Don't you like food that's tasty and delicious? Then what are you waiting for? Head over to White Castle. It's what you crave.
You sure you know how to get there? I haven't been to White Castle in ages.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's one right by that multiplex in New Brunswick.
Nice.
Rosenberg!
Goldstein!
Hey, yo, Manny and Shevitz.
Nice.
Get up, we're going to White Castle.
No, no, we're watching The Gift on HBO.
No watching. We're starving. Hey, put that back. No eating until we get to White Castle. Yo, let's roll.
Sorry, kids. We ain't going nowhere. Supposedly, Katie Holmes shows her titties in this movie.
Is that all you Jews ever think about? Tits?
Katie Holmes is a nice, respectable, wholesome girl. And I'm going to see her boobs.
The things I would eat out of her ass. You have no idea.
That is a completely vulgar statement.
It's always I want to bang Britney Spears on the bathroom floor. But it's true.
Touché. Well, hey, listen, if... I think Kumar's a fagula.
Oh, they're totally gay for each other.
Hey, you want to suck on this?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are you bringing your bag for?
Try to get some work done in the car. Here, you're driving.
Shit, I forgot my cell phone.
You want to run back and get it?
No, we've gone too far.
Mm.
Hey, there's your girlfriend. You actually gonna talk to her this time, or you're gonna be a fucking vagina McGinestein about it? What the hell are you doing? You could have asked her if she wanted to come to White Castle with us.
Wait.
Hey. You're worthless.
I'm not worthwhile.
Just fucking talk to her once. It won't be weird anymore.
Look, it doesn't matter. The only girls who are interested in me are girls I have no interest in. Like Cindy Kim.
Oh, speaking of Cindy, she called earlier. One of those Asian clubs she's in is throwing a party at her dorm tonight.
God, she invites me to everything.
So what? She's kind of fucking cute. Let her touch your penis.
Oh, look. It's the brothers McFay.
Let me guess. The one with the purse is the catcher.
Come on, guys. Let's get ourselves some fucking Mountain Dew.
Yeah, extreme assholes.
Why do I have to be the catcher?
Dude, forget about those pricks. Let's just get some food.
You gotta rock to the rhythm with them. Got to give it to them.
I'm so hungry. I want like 20 of those burgers, man.
Dude, fucking, I will see your 20 burgers and raise you 5 orders of fries. Dude, give me 35 cents. What's going on? It didn't register.
What?
Give me 35 more cents.
No, I don't have any more change.
What? Should I just go through?
No. I don't like breaking the law.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hey, move your ass!
I'm sorry. Hold on.
I'm going through.
No, don't. No. Hold on. Let me walk over to a man toll booth and I'll tell them what happened. Sorry!
Move, you fucking twat!
Are you crazy? What? Yo, what are you doing? Why are you throwing the weed out?
The cops are gonna catch us.
No, they're not. Not for that.
Take this exit.
You know, that was the last of our weed.
Sorry. I get a little paranoid sometimes, you know?
Well, now we're Newark of all places. You know we're gonna get shot.
But maybe it's not as bad as they say. Maybe it's just a bunch of hype, you know?
Yeah, check it out. Those guys look like a lame version of us. Holy shit!
Get the fuck out of here.
Go! Drive!
Yeah, that was your fault.
Fuck you! Yo, check it out, we're almost there.
Thank God, I'm starving.
Hello, New Brunswick!
Prepare to go to yourself.
You know? Yeah, we need some tunage for this.
Presets, use the presets.
Oh, come on, dude, your whole life is preset. Try something new.
Where is this place? Isn't it supposed to be right around here?
Yeah, chill, we'll find it.
Wait a second, is that the multiplex?
Yes, sweet! That means the White Castle should be right around the corner.
What the hell's going on, Kumar? That does not look like a White Castle to me.
Uh-uh. Yeah, we gotta check this out.
Hey, look here, fellas. You guys go ahead to order from the drive-thru menu.
What happened to the White Castle?
What?
There used to be a White Castle right here in this location. Where is it?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, guys, but Burger Shack, they bought this location about 4 years ago.
Please tell me there's another White Castle in town.
No.
Are you sure?
Do I look like the kind of brother that would be unsure about something like that?
Shit. What are we gonna do?
I don't know, man. Should we just eat here?
Hey, psst. There's a White Castle that's open 24 hours up in Cherry Hill. It's about 45 minutes from here.
I can make the trip if you're willing to.
Kumar, I got a shitload of work to finish. You got that med school interview.
Oh, man. Forget about the med school interview. It's a non-issue.
What do you mean it's a non-issue?
Ding dong. May I interject for a second? As a Burger Shack employee for the past 3 years, if there's one thing I've learned, it's that if you're craving White Castle, the burgers here just don't cut it. In fact, just thinking about those tender little White Castle burgers, with those little itty-bitty grilled onions that just explode in your mouth like flavor crystals every time you bite into one, just makes me want to burn this motherfucker down. Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down! Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down! So, you guys maybe should just suck it up and go to White Castle.
Can always get your work done in the car.
Let's do it.
All right, awesome. Then listen. No matter what, we are not ending this night without White Castle in our stomachs. Agreed?
Agreed.
Wise choice. Because you guys might have wanted to stay away from our special sauce tonight. Me and Pookie, we added a secret ingredient. I'll give you a hint. It's semen.
It's semen.
Animal semen.
Dude, remember when Goldstein used to work at that burger place?
This is the most fucking confusing movie I've ever seen. She's possessed, she's not possessed. Dude, that rack better be stacked. Oh, tits! Tits!
Boobies!
Holy shit! Whoa! Those aren't real. Yes, they are.
You know, I'm almost completely sober right now. Wish we had some more weed.
Sorry.
Princeton. Yeah, we're getting off here.
Why?
Because we're going to sweet talk Cindy Kim into finding us some weed.
No.
Why not? You talk to her on the phone all the time.
She calls me. And then she rambles on about her East Asian students club or whatever. Then I have to actually pretend that I give a shit or else she calls me a Twinkie. No.
A what?
Twinkie, yellow on the outside, white on the inside.
Look, you Twinkie bitch, you were the one that threw our weed out the window, okay? So we're going to Princeton, and it's your responsibility to make sure Rye is shit by the time we're eating those burgers.
Forget it. End of discussion. I am not seeing Cindy Kim.
Harold, I'm so glad you showed up.
Yeah, me too.
Did you like the hibiscus petals I glued to the envelope I sent you?
Yeah, they were nice.
Hey, dude, you know where I can get some green? Dude, you know where I can get some chronic? Jesus, what the hell kind of Ivy League school is this?
Hey, over here. Looking at Toka?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, thank Christ. Look, just give me a dime of your finest sticky.
You want to see Sticky Icky, my friend?
Oh, my God. Whoa, man.
How?
Don't touch, man. That's not cool. You can't... Ow!
Jeez. This is my baby.
Yes?
Kenneth Park, class of 2004. Hi.
Hi.
Is it true you're an analyst for Brewster Keegan?
Yes, I'm a junior analyst.
Awesome! I told you, he's good.
Yes.
This is actually a two-part question. I'm applying for a summer internship at Brewster Keegan. I was wondering, A, what's it like being an investment banker? And B, would you write me a recommendation?
Here, that's sick. $80.
$80?
Yeah, $80.
Yo, this is worth 40 tops, bro.
Bro, I'm not your bro. Okay, and that's $80. You don't feel like getting high tonight? If you don't want to feel like getting high, that's cool with me, because there's lots of people around here. See this guy?
Hey, loser.
I smoke buds with that. Hey, what's up, George? I smoke buds with George all the time, and
What kind of hippie are you?
What kind of hippie am I, man? I'm a business hippie. I understand the concept of supply and demand.
What's it like being an investment banker? To be honest with you, it's actually pretty awesome. As for the recommendation, you know, I guess I can make a couple calls.
Actually, Herod, we should be getting to the party. We can discuss all this stuff on the way there. It's just down the hall.
I'm sorry. I can't go. I have to wait for Kumar.
You'll see him when we're done. Trust me, you're gonna love this. Kenny's mom dropped off a big pot of kimchi jjigae.
It's really good. It's delicious.
Yeah, that's nice.
You got $80, okay?
Okay.
Hello. Are you guys about to smoke?
Yes, we're gonna smoke. You wanna come back to my place?
Please. Like, they wanna go listen to a bunch of fish records while you read your lame-ass poetry. Girls, you guys wanna hang out? Maybe smoke a little weed and have some fun?
All right.
My poetry's not lame. It's really good.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's great. We're gonna eat before this gets cold. So what'd you say we meet you back in our room about 20 minutes?
We're in room 109.
109. Got it. We'll see you ladies later, huh?
Yes! 109. We'll see you ladies later. Yes! We're getting laid, bro. All right, I'll see you there, man. 208? 208. Yes, 208!
Goldie, dude, you gotta come quick. There's these two filthy pussies just aching to get boned by us. I mean, there are these two very lovely young pussies who would like to have a chat with you and I.
Sorry. Harold's coming with us.
No, that's bullshit. He's coming with me, isn't that right, Goldie?
Let's go to the party.
No, fuck that. Here. This is Harold's understudy, okay? You can do whatever you want with him, Goldie. Let's go.
I
can't believe you're going to ditch me for the Joy Luck Club, dude. You know what their parties are like.
Come on, man. What do you want me to say? I was under pressure.
Just say no. That's all it takes. Here.
All right.
Take it. Ahead.
And what's going on up there? Barracuda to Sparrow. Barracuda to Sparrow. We got two high flyers on level 3. I just want to talk.
In here.
Wait a minute.
He finds us in here. Chill the fuck out. He's not gonna look for us in the girls' bathroom. Shh.
Come here. You worked on me. Then there's your reason why I shouldn't work on you. Your breasts look beautiful.
I just want those cute little ping pong breasts, you know, that kind of go.
Well, hurry up, because I really want to go smoke weed with that dishy Indian guy.
It's gonna be a few minutes, but to have the worst case of taco shits.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. I think I've got to go, too. Clarissa, do you want to play Battle Shits?
Oh, my God. We haven't played that since back at camp.
I know. Wait for it.
Oh, hit.
Skag, you sank my destroyer.
I can't take it anymore!
Chris, are you still there? Damn! You saved my battle shit! Shit.
Oh, dude! Oh! She said 2010?
Have you seen a Korean guy around here?
Yeah, only when I open my eyes, though. It's hard. 2011.
I'll be at the hotel soon. We gon' put the lens on Zoom, Ben's on Zoom.
Yo, this party's bumping.
Who wants some Buddha?
Yeah! Holy shit. Kenneth Buck.
class of 2004.
Dude, I'm thinking you really screwed up by not coming to this party.
I screwed up.
Can we
have a hot round? Oh, no, I'm running a little low, but a quick titty flash might be
Should we?
Yes, you should.
Okay.
Whoa.
Hey, you!
Well, well, well. What do we have here?
Oh, no, that's my baby!
Hold his throat and groin. Come on, rookie.
Yo, should we go back for the weed?
Are you crazy? Run! Run!
Dude, I can't believe it, man. We were this close to getting laid.
Oh, dude, you always exaggerate.
Hey, the diarrhea twins definitely would have had sex with us. And what about Cindy? She was looking kind of cute tonight, man.
Cindy's fine. It's just...
Just what? Oh, you'd rather have Maria.
Look, it doesn't matter. I'm going to end up with Cindy Kim whether we like it or not. Now, can we just drop this and get our asses to White Castle, man?
Fine.
Maria.
What are you doing?
Daddy needs to urinate.
Hurry up. I'm serious. Don't take all night.
All right. Excuse me, I have to ask you, why are you peeing right here?
What?
I mean, why'd you pee right next to me when you, like, choose that bush, or...
Well, it's not a good bush to pee on. Why are you peeing on it?
Well, no one was here when I chose this bush.
Oh! So you get to pee on it, no one else does? Huh?
No, it's, just...
This your bush? You have a special bond with this bush?
No, I just thought that...
You're the king of the forest!
I'm sorry?
What?
You fucking tree hugger?
Is it your special bush?
Never mind, forget it. I really don't feel like getting stabbed tonight.
Nice pubes.
Thanks.
Do you even know where you're going?
I'll be honest, I'm a little lost, but, you know, once we get back on the highway, we'll be there soon, don't worry.
We better.
Shit.
Now it's raining. Put on your wipers.
What are you talking about? It's just a little mist.
Yeah, mist. Hence the mist setting. It's a safety issue, okay? There we go.
Thank you, Mr. Wizard. What crawled up your ass?
I'm completely on edge right now, man. After all the shit that we've been through tonight, I don't know how much more I can take.
Dude, keep the fucking cancer raccoon away from me.
My window. Open the door, Ben.
Fuck you, raccoon.
Jesus, you all right?
I don't know.
Shit, dude, he's coming over here.
Probably some old blind bitch! What the fuck are you doing?
We're sorry! Huh? We're sorry! We're very sorry!
Holy shit!
Goldstein?
Hey! Dude, it's Roland Kumar!
Shit!
What's going on, man?
What's up,
dude?
What's up?
All right.
What the hell are you guys doing here, Harold?
We just got the munchies, so we decided we go to Hot Dog Heaven. How about you? How was White Castle?
We haven't gotten there yet. I think I may have rabies.
Yo, dude, how are Katie Holmes' tits?
You know the Holocaust?
Yeah?
Picture the exact opposite of that.
Nice.
Why do you need a girlfriend?
Oh, dude, if you guys got the yellow fever, there's a rockin' Asian party down at Princeton.
Dude, I got the yellow plague. There's nothing sexier than a hot Asian chick. Asian tits, I want to squeeze them.
Stop, don't do that. Please, do not touch me. I'm very woozy.
I think I have to go to the hospital.
You should go to Beth Israel.
We gotta hit up this Asian joint.
No, we don't. We got to go to Hot Dog Heaven. No more detours along the way.
This is what I'm dealing with.
Let's go. Come on.
I'm telling you, hit up the Asian party.
You leave the key in the car with the engine running.
Good luck.
You don't have rabies. We're not going to a hospital. You're fine.
Yeah, I don't have rabies.
Great. Let's get out of here.
Hey, aren't those
the guys that got the shit kicked? I know. Let's just go. Just go.
Uma?
Hey, it's your dad and brother.
No wonder you didn't want to go to the hospital.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Dr. Patel.
What's up?
Psychic. What's going on?
I hope you're here to apologize for what you did in your interview today.
The hell's wrong with you, Kumar? God, you're 22 years old. When are you going to grow up and stop this post-college rebel bullshit? Like your life is so hard.
Eat my balls, psycho.
I will not tolerate this business from you any longer. You have one more interview tomorrow morning. And if I hear from Dr. Ween that you are anything short of spectacular, I'll completely cut you off.
Dad, come on.
Daddy is not coming on anything. You will be there, and you will behave. I have put too much time and energy into you to let you go and fuck it all up.
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry, guys. Well, I'm sorry. Sorry. Won't happen again, okay?
Good. I will speak with you tomorrow. Bye, Hara.
Bye. See you.
Wow, man. So I guess you're going to med school after all, eh? Fuck that, dude. Like, I care what my dad thinks. I can't wait to see the look on his face when he finds out I didn't go to my interview tomorrow. If he wants to cut me off, fine. I don't need his money.
I don't understand. You just hugged him and did it.
I just needed to get my hands on these. Access card. Two words for you, bro. Medical marijuana.
No.
Oh. This is stolen.
If we get caught, you are taking the blame. This is not my idea.
We're not gonna get caught, okay? We're gonna go get baked and then go eat just like we planned. Now just calm down. We gotta find the pharmacy.
Dr. Patel! Thank God I found you. We have an emergency.
Nurses, I need these two doctors scrubbed, gloved, and ready for the OR stat.
What the hell is going on?
He probably thinks I'm my brother, okay? Just don't worry about it. Leave the talking up to me.
It's a godforsaken bloodbath. The patient was brought in by EMS 5 minutes ago. As you can see, we have three horrific gunshot wounds. It's a good thing I found you two. All the other surgeons are working on other patients.
No. There's been a mistake, you see.
Excuse me. What Dr. Lee is trying to say is that we need to sedate the patient or he could go into cardiac arrest.
All right, I'll get the anesthesiologist.
Hang on a second, nurse. What we should probably use is marijuana. That'll sufficiently sedate the patient for surgery.
Marijuana? But why?
We don't have time for questions. We need marijuana now, as much of it as possible. Like a big bag of it.
But, Doctor, we don't have marijuana in this hospital. Shit.
Oh, shit! This guy's gonna die!
Doctor, you've gotta do something or we're gonna lose him!
I'm gonna have to do this the old-fashioned way. Start the knife, please. Give me two large four IVs and start a ringer's lactate push. Doctor, roll deep, hold this. More gauze, please.
Doctor, the patient is desatting.
Dude, he's desatting. He's desatting.
The patient has collapsed the lung. I need a 14-gauge intube. That's that.
That was genius.
Thank you.
Great job.
You guys did it. No, it's you.
Sexy.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Sweet pea.
Well, the patient appears to be stabilized. Good work, doctors, all around.
Great. One of you clean this up, please. Put the chest to me.
Yeah. You're moist.
That's okay. I'm not sweaty anymore.
You're glistening. Soft and chocolate lips. Can I get a little dab here?
Oh, shush now. Excuse me, sir, do you happen to know how to get to the White Castle and Cherry Hill from here?
Yeah. You take the 33 west and take the turnpike south, and there you are.
I'm telling you, man, that was amazing. Even your dad would have been impressed, man.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
This is perfect. We're back on the road, we got directions, stopped raining. And guess what, man? I'm officially done with my work.
Oh, yeah?
Right?
Nice.
I'm telling you, dude, nice. Things are finally starting to go our way.
Hey, dude, check it out. 16 Candles. Isn't that your favorite movie?
Wow, man, that's awesome. Yo, look who decided to go see it.
Holy shit.
See? Holy you shit. Said you two had nothing in common, but you both have the same lame taste in movies.
Shut up.
Hey, we should ask her if she wants to come to White Castle.
No. 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 Forget about it. Just drive.
Dude, come on. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're an hour away from home, and who do we see but your dream girl standing across the street? Just pretend that you're like a nerdy Asian version of Tom Hanks, and she's a hot Latina Meg Ryan. We're bigger tits.
The cars are going. Can we go? How about that? What are you doing?
Excuse me, Maria!
What are you doing?
Maria, excuse me for a second! Come here! No, you're not! Stop putting the wheel!
I am stuck!
What do you mean you're stuck? Get unstuck!
Man! You asshole! We could have seriously injured ourselves, man!
Yo, don't blame me, genius. I'm not the one who decided to run us off the frickin' road, all right?
Let's just get back on the highway, okay?
Fine with me.
It's not funny. Where's my spare tire?
I don't know.
Where the hell's my spare tire?
Oh, yeah. Dude, remember that time we got really stoned and started throwing shit off that bridge to see if it would float?
What bridge? I don't remember. What are you talking about?
Oh, shit, that's right. That was with Goldstein. We borrowed your car that night, my bad.
Your bad? What the hell are we gonna do now?
Hey! Hey, excuse me! Hello! Over here!
Excuse me!
You always need some help.
Thanks for helping us out.
Oh, no problem at all. I seen you two stranded out there alone in the darkness. I said to myself, "What would Jesus do? Gone down the door and gonna give himself baptized, give himself baptized in the bosom of the Lord." Have you boys accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Yeah, he's great. Cool guy.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Name's Randy, but
everybody calls him Freak Show.
My name's Kumar.
How are you, Cuny?
And this is Harold.
Hi, Gerald. How are you?
So where exactly are we going?
Oh, don't you worry about that. No, we ain't too far away from my place. And once we get there, I'll have your ride fixed up in the jiffy.
hear them things in.
It's gonna take me a while to fix up the car there, so you boys like to go on inside, get yourself something to drink, wash up, fuck my wife, watch TV, anything you want. Me casa, me su casa. Just don't do anything the good Lord wouldn't do.
Thank you. We're gonna die. He's going to kill us. We're gonna die.
Dude, am I deaf or did he just say we get to fuck his wife?
He couldn't have said that.
Who cares? Okay, we've seen Freak Show. What do you think his wife is gonna look like?
Oh, hi, boys. I'm Freak Show's wife, Leanne. Can I get you some pink lemonade? Why don't you just go have a seat in the living room and I'll be back in a jiffy.
Thanks.
Hey, Manny.
Hot.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ. Okay, it's official. We entered the Twilight Zone.
Dude, Vanna's fucking hot.
She's not ugly.
Here you go, boys.
Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Leanne, how are things between you and Freak Show presently?
Oh, they've never been better. We love each other so much.
I was just wondering, how does a guy like Freak Show and end up with a girl like you?
Well, we met at choir practice about 4 years ago. Freak Show was really shy back then, you know, because of all his hideous boils on his face and neck.
Sure, sure.
But he had the most amazing voice, like a baby canary.
Hey, Randy, what? The devil, huh? Devil who's everywhere. Hey, Randy.
After Easter service one day, I told him how much I loved his solo, and he finally mustered up the courage to ask me out. We've been in love ever since. So, are you boys gonna fuck me now, or what?
Rock, paper, scissors, see who goes first. Ready? Rock, paper.
Wait a second. What about Freak Show, huh?
What? You assume we don't know how to have a good time?
I just... Never mind. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors.
Sorry, but if you boys want me, you have to do me at the same time.
Huh?
Come on, give me the double stuff.
I'm not sure we quite understand, Leanne.
I want you both inside me, simultaneously.
One hole or two?
Whatever you want.
Sorry. No, thank you. No,
Shh.
Thank you. Dude, if it's two holes, it might not be that bad. Shuck on anus.
Forget it! I don't want our balls rubbing against each other.
What, are you kidding?
No way! Forget it!
How about blowjobs? Can we have blowjobs?
Well, okay.
Come here. Okay. I'm going up there.
I want to come.
Think you could help me with this?
You need help.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. It's a little sticky there.
You can do it.
Okay. I can do it. I can do it.
Sure.
Do you want to play with them?
Play with them? Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Grandma, fix the tire.
Hi, honey.
What in the hell are you doing with my wife?
You said outside that we could have sex with her.
Oh, shit.
I certainly did not.
No, yeah, you did.
No.
You did.
You did.
You sure?
You said it. My mistake.
Freak Show.
Well,
since we're all here.
How about a foursome?
Who wants the first reach?
Okay, let's agree to never talk about what just happened.
Agreed.
It's a very good idea.
Dude, I have no idea where we are.
What?
Is that a hitchhiker?
What the hell?
Should we pick him up?
And get chopped to bits? Are you crazy?
Hey, you know what? We're lost. He may know how to get back on the highway.
Get back on the road. This is my car, and we are not picking up a hitchhiker, man.
Hey, guys. Thanks for picking me up.
Oh. Excuse me. Are you Neil Patrick Harris?
Yep.
Oh my god, what are you doing here?
Holy shit.
Dude, Doogie Howser MD was like my favorite truck growing up. You were my idol.
Yeah, that's great. Can we get going? I'm bored as shit back here.
Go.
Let's go. It's a freaking boring spot. So I gotta ask you, Neil, did you ever get it on with Wanda off the set?
Dude, I humped every piece of ass ever on that show.
Even the chick who played the hot nurse?
No. I didn't go all the way with her.
Neil, you wouldn't happen to know how to get on the highway from here, would you?
Dude, I don't even know where the fuck I am right now. I was at this party earlier tonight, and some guy hooked me up with this incredible ex, and next thing I know, I'm being thrown out of a moving car. I've been tripping balls ever since.
That's crazy, dude. You know, we've been having a pretty crazy night, too. We've just been driving around looking for White Castle, but we keep getting sidetracked.
Yeah, dude, you fascinate me. Forget White Castle. Let's go get some pussy.
Huh?
It's a fucking sausage fest in here, bros. Let's get us some poontang, then we'll go to White Castle.
No, Neil, you don't understand. We've been craving these burgers all night.
Yeah, I've been craving burgers, too. Fur burgers. Come on, dudes. Let's pick up some trim at a strip club. The Doogie line always works on strippers. Lap dance.
There's a gas station. I'm gonna see if we can get directions.
We don't need to. Hurry up, dudes. Hurry up. I'm losing wood. Hurry.
Chill.
We'll be right back, yeah.
We'll be back.
What's the deal with Neil Patrick Harris? Why is he so horny?
I don't know, but we can't let him interfere with our quest.
Oh, God. Shit, he smokes again.
Late night math league meeting, homos?
Ice cream!
Let's go.
No! Fight, go!
Dude, what is that? Is that a pterodactyl?
I do not know what that is.
Excuse me, can you tell us how to get to the highway from here?
I'll do that, I got this. Aap hame bata sakte hai ki yahan se highway pe kaise jaane ka?
Ah, Hindi bolte hai. Highway pe jaane ka? Ye bahar jaakar seedha daaye ko jaane ka. Garden Street pe jaakar na, traffic light se daaye ko mud jao, seedha highway mil jayega.
Dude, who knew learning Hindi would actually pay off? The guess is the highway is like a couple of traffic lights from here. We should be in Cherry Hill in like 10 minutes.
Woo! Ready? One, two,
no,
three!
No! No!
Extreme Giant!
No! Man, that was so fucking extreme!
Yeah, man! On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not so extreme and 10 being extremely extreme, I give this a 9.5! Check it out, Extreme Cheddar!
Somebody should do something.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, asshole! Why don't you leave that guy alone and go jerk off to some snowboarding videos or something?
I didn't mean you should do something about it.
Really, huh? What? You're gonna take that? What's up with that, buddy? Come on. You're gonna take that?
Come
come again.
Come on. You okay?
Yeah, dude, I just hate those assholes. You know what? Fuck it, I'm hungry. Let's just get out of here.
Did Doogie Howser just steal my fucking car?
Yes. I think he did. Neil Patrick Harris was a trustworthy guy. Come on, how was I supposed to know he'd fuck us over?
This whole night is your fault.
Where are you going?
I'm going inside to call the police. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Hey, there's a payphone across the street if you don't want to deal with those assholes. So after we talk to the cops, we're still going to White Castle, right?
I'm not speaking to you. Jesus Christ, when are they fucking going to develop button technology that will understand urgency?
Dude, this is ridiculous. Just walk across.
It'll change in a second.
There's not a car in sight. Just go ahead.
Fine. You want me to cross? You want me to cross? I will cross. Yeah. Makes you happy. I will cross.
I'll do it.
Is there a problem, Officer Palumbo?
Is there a problem?
You ever heard of jaywalking? Yes, I have. I'm really sorry. It won't happen again.
That's great. I'm writing you up a ticket.
A ticket? Are you serious?
Who the fuck are you, shitwad? Let me apologize for my friend here. I'm very sorry. I'm really glad you're here. We've had a rough night. You know the show Doogie Howser, M.D.?
Yeah, it's a great show.
Gotta love that show. Doogie. Neil Patrick Harris stole my car tonight.
NPH wouldn't do that, all right? Give me some ID.
Well, excuse me, how can you give him a ticket for jaywalking? It's 2:30 in the morning, and there's not a car around here. It's like he was causing traffic.
Kumar, shut up. That's not the kind of tone you want to use in a cop. You can bust your ass.
Bust my ass?
Yeah, Kumar. Bust your ass. What kind of name is that anyhow, huh? Kumar. What is that, like 5 O's or 2 U's?
No, it's actually 1 U.
Yeah, bullshit. They're having the good old American names like Dave or Jim, you know?
Harold. Are you kidding?
Now that's great. Let me take care of this.
You should be proud of that name, son. As you were, ladies.
$220? Are you crazy?
Come on, if you don't stop.
No, I understand exactly what's going on here. Excuse me, officer.
Hey.
Let me take a couple of guesses, huh?
Yeah, I'm really sorry. Hey, get your hands down. All right. No sudden moves. Back it up.
Okay. You were probably the big asshole in your high school, right?
Absolutely right.
You used to pick on guys like us every day, right?
With pleasure.
And then graduation day came, and we went to college, and you went nowhere. And you thought, hey, how can I still give them shit? Oh, I know, I'll become a cop, right? Well, congratulations, your dream has come true. Now, why don't you just take this quiet little Asian guy with the anglicized name that suits you so well, and give him a couple other tickets. Better yet, just take him to jail.
Better
idea. Just arrest him. Does that work out for you okay, Harold?
Perfect.
Oh, great, American name, Harold.
Thanks to your buddy. We're going down.
Oh, shit.
Well, thank you so much for being understanding about Bradley. I promise you he won't ever do it again.
Oh, I'm sure he won't.
Right, Brad?
Yes, sir. Oh, sir. Mama, sir.
Mommy, can we go home?
Get in the car, Bradley Thomas. Bye, Brad.
Excuse, are you going to do something about my car?
First, our top story. The search for the escaped cheetah continues tonight. It was last spotted in County, south of Putnam Road.
So, what are you in here for?
For being black.
Seriously?
I am serious. You want to know what happened? I was walking out of a Barnes & Noble, and a cop stops me. Now, evidently, a black guy robbed a store in Newark. I told him I haven't even been to Newark in months.
So he starts beating me with his gun, telling me to stop resisting arrest.
Holy shit, what'd you do?
I kept saying, I understand I'm under arrest. Now please stop beating me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand how you can be so calm about all this.
Look at me. I'm fat, black, can't dance, and I have two gay fathers. People have been messing with me my whole life. I learned a long time ago that there's no sense getting all riled up every time a bunch of idiots give you a hard time. In the end, the universe tends to unfold as it should. Plus, I have a really large penis. That keeps me happy.
Hey, hey, listen up, guys. Multiple gunshots fired in Millbrook Park.
Finally, some action. I'm going.
No, I'm going. Let's go,
man. Lock and load. Woo!
That was strange.
The hell was that?
Roland, is that you?
Kumar?
Hey, are the cops still here?
The hell are you doing?
I just called and made up some story about a shooting in Millbrook Park.
Jesus Christ, what'd you do that for?
I'm fucking starving. I figured I'd bust you out. We'd go get some burgers.
Forget it. I'm not getting into any more trouble. I'm already in here because of you.
Hey, fuck you. What did you want me to do? Stand there and take the hit? You know, I've never taken a swing at you ever.
Well, I never got your car stolen.
Fine, I'm leaving.
Fine.
Harold? How do I get out of here?
How the hell should I know?
Shit. Oh, God, this isn't good. Ah! Oh, my ass. You sure you don't want to get out of here?
And become a fugitive? Are you nuts? The guy has all my information.
So what? We'll just take what he wrote down about you and leave. Unless you want to stay here all night and not be able to turn in your work tomorrow.
Fine, hurry up.
Yes. All right, we gotta find keys. Oh, yes! Sweet! I was hoping it'd be one of these big ring of keys.
Come on, hurry the fuck up.
All right, yeah. Aha. Yes. Hey, what's that smell?
What smell? What do you... Come on.
I swear.
Hey, Jax is trying to escape.
What are you talking about? I'm just sitting here.
He's trying to break free. Get him.
Yeah. Oh,
stop resisting.
I need backup now.
He's got a gun.
That's not a gun. That's a book.
Okay, secure the book.
Book insecure.
Yeah. You bring this building here?
Backup.
What is this shit?
Wait. We got to do something about this.
All right, we're going to teach you how to read now, brother.
If I were you, I'd leave as soon as possible.
Okay, whose hand is that? Whose hand is that? Jesus Christ. Thanks for getting me out, man.
No problem, man, eh? The burgers wouldn't taste as good if you weren't there. Hey, look at this. It's like we went from being completely poor to being millionaires.
What was that?
Probably just a coyote.
Aren't people supposed to be scared of coyotes?
It's just because they sound scary, man. In one-on-one combat, either of us could take down a coyote, no problem.
What?
Now, cheetahs are another story.
We're gonna die.
No, now, hold on. Cheetahs are used to eating gazelles and shit. They're not known for eating humans.
Oh! That is a corpse. We're gonna die.
Shit, that's not a good sign. Maybe if we just stay really, really still, it'll just go away. Okay. Just stay really still, don't move, okay? Just stay right there. Very good, good job. This isn't working.
Oh! Whoa! Oh! Ah! He's mauling me! He's mauling me! Ah! Oh!
Oh! Ah! 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 Dude, I told you not to bring the beef jerky.
He likes me.
Hey, Roald, I have an idea.
You gotta be kidding me, man. This is either a really smart move or by far the stupidest thing that we have ever tried.
Well, we're about to find out. Mush!
I told you this was a...
Hey! Am I really high? Or is this actually working?
Oh!
This is awesome! We're gonna be in Whitecastle in no time!
That was close, huh, Roldy?
Harold, I need you, Harold.
Maria.
Come, Harold.
I'm coming, baby.
I want you to hold me, puppy. I need you.
Baby, I'm a coming.
Not too fast.
Watch out.
Oh, bullets. I only witnessed. How did you know?
Maria.
Been out cold for the past half hour. I figured maybe if I did some gay shit, you'd wake up.
If we did some gay shit, what kind of... Where are we? Didn't we come here on a cheetah? Where's the cheetah?
Yeah, it ran away. Listen, forget about the cheetah, okay? I have some bad news and some worse news.
All right, give me the worst news first.
I looked at some of the road signs up there, and it looks like the cheetah took us in the wrong direction.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's...
All right, what's the bad news?
Your laptop's completely destroyed.
What? Why didn't you tell me that was the worst?
How is that not the worst news?
Well, the laptop situation really only affects you, whereas the White Castle situation affects both of us equally, so.
Dude, you...
Oh, no.
Oh, no. All my work is safe in this computer.
Now we gotta go back to the office and redo it.
Exactly. First, we'll go to White
Castle. Forget about White Castle. There is no time.
Car.
All right, we'll get a payphone, get a cab back to your office, all right? Come on, all right?
Check this out.
Oh, hey, Apu.
Jesus, these guys are freaking everywhere.
Who's looking after the Quickie Mart while you're gone?
Huh? Oh, you two going to share a curry slurpee?
Fucking assholes. Dude, check it out. It's Rosenberg and Goldstein.
I want that.
What, a hot dog heaven super chili cheese dog?
No. I want that feeling. The feeling that comes over a man when he gets exactly what he desires. I need that feeling.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
We gotta go to White Castle.
Yes! Yes! I knew you had it in you, dude. Yo, is that Cindy Kim?
Ah!
Oh, dude, you should have boned her when you had the chance, man.
Check it out.
Hey,
what are you gonna do about it, Mr. Miyagi? Huh?
What the? What the? Oh, that's extreme!
There's no sense getting all riled up every time a bunch of idiots give you a hard time. The universe tends to unfold as it should.
Nothing.
I'm so sick of that bullshit.
Don't worry. The universe tends to unfold as it should.
Was that some fortune cookie?
Hey, I got a plan. Follow my lead, okay?
Your lead?
Yeah. Okay.
Whoa, what are you doing? Oh, shit. Those brakes! This is your plan?
It's working, isn't it?
Thank you, come again!
Dude, that was so not extreme.
I know, extreme sport, punk number one. I know.
Let's find us some tunes, baby.
Cole's Extreme Mix, Volume 5? What is this shit? Those guys are fucking posers. Check it out.
We're trapped, man.
Well, not necessarily.
No. No, not a chance. I'd rather turn myself in than die.
Oh, no, dude, I know exactly how to do that. I used to do it with my dad all the time when I was a kid.
Forget it. I am not risking my life over a bunch of hamburgers, man.
Okay, so you think this is just about the burgers, huh? Let me tell you, it's about far more than that. Our parents came to this country, escaping persecution, poverty, and hunger. Hunger, Harold. They were very, very hungry. And they wanted to live in a land that treated them as equals. A land filled with hamburger stands. And not just one type of hamburger, okay? Hundreds of types with different sizes, toppings, and condiments. That land was America. America, Harold. America. Now, this is about achieving what our parents set out for. This is about the pursuit of happiness. This night is about the American dream. Dude, we can stay here, get arrested, and end our hopes of ever going to White Castle. But we can take that hang glider and make our leap towards freedom. Leave the decision up to you.
I hate you, Kumar.
Tilt forward. Roldy?
What?
Don't worry, everything's gonna be fine.
All right.
Good job, Roldy. Keep running.
Thank you.
Hey, Roldy.
What?
Something I forgot to tell you.
What?
I've never hang glided before.
What? Jump!
Good news. I just found enough dope in the car to put these skateboard punks in jail for the next couple of years.
Dude, we're so high right now.
We're not low. All right, I'm winging her in. Right,
right.
Left. Nice.
Perfect.
We made it, dude.
Looks like you guys had some night, huh?
I want 30 sliders, 5 French fries, and 4 large cherry Cokes.
I want the same, except make mine Diet Cokes. Chuck.
Wow. Well, that comes to $46.75.
Dude, where's my money? Hey.
Your own money? Dude, are you kidding me?
No.
I gave mine to that asshole Princeton.
Fuck! Fuck it! Oh! Hey, fuck! No! Dude, this isn't happening, all right? We didn't make it here, and now we're broke.
No!
Hey, guys, let me pay for it. It's the least I can do.
What the hell are you doing here?
You guys kept talking about White Castle last night so much, it made me start to crave it, too.
Dude, where's my car? Where's his car, dude?
Yeah, sorry about that. I told you last night I was tripping balls. I don't know what came over me. Your car's in the parking lot. Here are your keys.
Did you realize what the hell we had to go through after you took the car?
Yeah, it was a dick move on my part. That's why I'm paying for your meal.
Frick.
Thanks, I guess.
Here's $50 for the burgers and $200 for the car.
What happened to my car?
I made some love stains in the back seat. You'll see. Anyway, nice meeting you guys. I'll catch you later.
Where are you going?
Wherever God takes me.
Oh.
That hit the spot.
That was the best meal of my life.
Mine too.
You know what, dude? I think I may actually go to my interview today.
Are you serious?
You know, my whole life I've just been scared of being one of those nerdy Indian guys turned doctor, but tonight got me thinking. I mean, there are far worse things in this world than being tapped for having natural ability in medicine. Plus, how cool was that, saving that dude's life last night, man? I think it was somewhere between that, getting yelled at by my dad, and seeing Neil Patrick Harris that I realized that I've always wanted to be a doctor. I've just been too scared to admit it to myself.
Hey, Billy, you plan for this? I'll be there in
a minute. Good, because if he wasn't, you would.
Yo, are you listening to me, Roldy? I'm having a major epiphany here.
I'll be right back.
You're unlike any other woman I've ever met in my life.
What the fuck is going on here?
Harold? What happened to you, man? What are you doing?
Never mind me. What the fuck are you doing here?
I thought you and JD were busy all night with clients. Isn't that why I had to do your work?
Hey, Henry, what the hell's going
back
on
off,
here?
Back off, cockboy. What I said to him goes double for you.
Cockboy? You just call me cockboy?
Yeah, you know I did. You're just stalling because you're not quick enough to think of a comeback.
You think I'm not quick enough? Guy thinks I'm not quick enough. Well, I got news for you. I am quick enough. Cockboy!
Listen, Harold. I'm really
sorry. Don't bother with him. We'll take it up with Berenson tomorrow.
What are you going to tell Berenson? That I'm your workhorse? That you guys think you can party all weekend? Leave the work to the quiet Asian guy in the office?
No, you don't understand.
No. You don't understand. I'm not doing your work for you anymore. And if either one of you douchebags ever tries to pull this shit again, I'll go to Berenson myself. I'll tell him what's really going on. And I'll tell the whole office how you both caught gonorrhea from that prostitute in Atlantic City. If you'll excuse me, boys, I gotta get going. Kumar? See you boys at the office on Monday.
Excuse me.
Dude, that was awesome. Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know. Eating those delicious burgers made me feel like a new man. You know what? I'm actually looking forward to going to work this week.
No shit. You know, you might be worthwhile after all.
I'm not worthless.
Hey, so those dudes really have gonorrhea?
Beats me. Hey.
Get going.
What's the rush, dude? I don't have my interview for a couple of hours.
I got some unfinished business to take care of.
I thought those guys were going to do the work.
No. Unfinished business. Maria!
Still not following you.
Get it!
So you don't even have a plan.
Dude, I got love on my side, man. Trust me. When I see Maria, I'm going to know exactly what to say.
Hey.
Hey.
Looks like you guys have had some night.
Shit, you know what? I left my lighter in your car. Do me a favor and run down and get it for me, please? I gotta urinate.
Oh. Sure got a lot of baggage. Maria, wait. Okay, I know this is gonna seem completely out of the blue, and I know you don't know me very well, or, at all. But let me tell you what the best part of my day is. I come home from work and I walk through this lobby, and on days that I'm lucky enough, I spend 10 seconds in this elevator with you. I had the craziest night of my life tonight, and I guess I learned that if you want something or someone, you have to go for it. And if Leanne can marry a guy like Freakshow, and I can hang glide, and I can ride a cheetah, then I guess... Oh, fuck it.
This is crazy.
That was... I'm sorry.
I didn't even know you.
Had White Castle, so I'm a little, dizzy.
We don't ever see.
We don't talk, and so that was inappropriate.
Ooh. OK. Now you just have to work on your timing.
Oh, where are you going?
Amsterdam. I'll be back in 10 days. But I'll see you when I get back.
Yeah, let's do that.
Bye, Harold.
Bye. I'll see you later.
She touch your penis?
What?
All right, well, what happened?
Nothing much, really. I just a little kiss action.
Nice!
Yeah, she's going to Amsterdam. She'll be back in 10 days.
Whoa, we gotta go.
Where?
Amsterdam, man. We gotta get our bags packed and freaking take
Amsterdam?
The next flight out, yes.
Are you freaking out of your mind? What about your interview?
Dude, whatever. I'll tell my dad to reschedule it. He won't have a problem as long as we take it seriously for a change. And we gotta freaking go to Europe and find Maria.
Dude, she's coming back in 10 days. It's not like I'm never gonna see her again.
Listen, for a hot chick, 10 days in Europe can be the kiss of death, okay? She's gonna have all these suave, sophisticated guys all over her. When she gets back, she may not be available.
Forget it. I'll see you when she comes back.
Hey, Roldy. You do realize what's legal in Amsterdam, don't you? Oh, yeah.
Today's headlines, Rutgers professor Tariq Jackson and attorney Nathaniel Banks are suing the state of New Jersey for racial discrimination and police brutality.
My family and I are outraged and will settle for nothing less than justice. No, I still trust and love all white people, all of them. And Asians, and a few Mexicans.
Several of the officers suspected of brutality were taken into custody earlier this morning.
I'm not a f***ing sister, right, you mother f***ing black mother f***ing get away with this, all right? So balls to all y'all, okay? You can suck my f***ing.
Police in Cherry Hill, New Jersey have just arrested a gang of hooligans who are suspected of terrorizing numerous strip malls and convenience stores. Officer Thurman Brooks found their abandoned car, which contained a large bag of marijuana. And in other news, the Muckleburg Police Department are still looking for a fugitive who escaped from the police station last night with a companion believed to be his accomplice. Police have released sketches of the two fugitives, which they believe to be extremely accurate.
Nice!
Rocking the most ice to date. Classic on the license plate. Shorty on the line outside, see me park. And she see me leave the drop, she breathe and stop. She like the way the Bentley shape. Peep the rims, mad that I came in late. Jeans and Tims, you all dressed up and stressed out. But your game was all messed up when I stepped out. Shorty ass, cool he. Man, I turn around, them chickens froze like red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. We gon' get this party started, it's crazy tonight. After that, we ready to ride, alright.
Body's getting sick.
My sweetie, sweetie pie.